Our portfolio typically consists of between 30 and 40 stocks, enough to provide ample diversification, but few enough such that our good ideas should count. And we think that's why people invest with active managers rather than passive managers or ETFs. As far as the investment process is concerned, it's earnings driven, earnings and earnings growth. The difference between a value manager and a growth manager, in our opinion, is what they're willing to pay for a dollar's worth of earnings. The importance of earnings and earnings growth is relatively straightforward. If you have earnings, you can pay dividends. If you have earnings growth, you can grow those dividends, buy back stock, make accretive acquisitions, attract good people, all sorts of good things that cause stocks to go up. As far as how it is we apply it to our process, what we try to do is find those companies that have low expectations in the marketplace. Usually it's a discount to the market based on earnings, but have a catalyst to change investor perception, and usually that's an earnings acceleration. What are the types of companies that we look for? Well, the things that can cause companies to accelerate their earnings growth would be, number one, a change in management. That's a sign on the part of the board of directors that they think their company hasn't performed as well in the past as it should in the future. Second is sometimes a stock comes down really hard, and sometimes it's for no good reason, and we'll want to take a look. Third is sometimes it's just the right time in the business cycle, and in those cases we want to think about hopping on board. And then fourth is a restructuring, either internally in terms of personnel or externally, possibly with a transformative acquisition or divestiture. So that's the investment process. We're also long-term investors. That's the difference between us and others. Our average turnover has historically run about, our holding period, about 5 years. We're not traders, we're investors. So when we're looking for a new investment idea, we're not looking for a strong quarter or the stock is 10% cheap to where it's historically traded. We're thinking more in terms of, can this company possibly double over the next 5 years?